USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House impeachment managers are laying out the case against President Trump in the impeachment trial in the Senate. It's anybody's guess just exactly how long the trial will take. Republican Congressman Mark Meadows of North Carolina says President Trump wants this to wrap up as soon as possible so Congress can get back to work.
I think he's willing to see this trial end very quickly. I think he would prefer that we just dismiss it and get on to lowering prescription drug prices, working on roads and bridges, you know, keeping the economy going.
Chinese officials say 17 people have died and more than 450 have been infected by the coronavirus. One of the cases involves a man in the United States who had traveled to China recently. The CDC is screening passengers traveling from central China at five U.S. airports in New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, and Atlanta. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A Democrat who's running for the White House is suing the 2016 party nominee. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes tells us why.
Presidential candidate and Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard is suing Hillary Clinton in New York for defamation, claiming a Clinton lie has hurt her White House campaign. In the suit, Gabbard says Clinton purposely tried to derail her 2020 aspirations by falsely stating that Gabbard was a Russian asset. Gabbard says Clinton's comments may have cost her campaign over $50 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Temperatures are expected to moderate just a bit in South Florida after a warning was issued for people to watch out for reptiles coming from the sky. The National Weather Service in Miami forecast falling iguanas possible because of cold temperatures. Officials say the cold-blooded creatures can become immobile when the temperature drops into the 40s. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Three young children are dead and their mother is under arrest for their deaths in Arizona. Phoenix police say 22-year-old Rachel Henry smothered her 3-year-old son, 2-year-old daughter, and 7-month-old daughter to death at their home. A video of Henry with an evil look on her face is going viral, and I had a chance to catch up with Robin Drake. He's the former head of the FBI's Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, and I asked him about true evil in the world, and if sometimes just by looking at someone, you can see that they're evil.
There are times when, you know, if you do have a baseline of what normal looks like for that individual, if they deviate from that baseline, you can generally assess that something is causing that baseline to be deviated from. In other words, if you saw her on a daily basis beforehand, then all of a sudden you saw her in that one situation, you're going to see, you know, stress induced. And a lot of times stress is induced by bad thoughts, bad behaviors, lying, deception. And so yeah, that can be a more accurate predictor, but a predictor of stress only. As well as what you could also see is if your statements that you're making are incongruent with the body language you're giving off as well. That gives you that used car creepy salesman kind of feeling, because you have incongruence between the words and the emotions that they're exuding. So they can be decent-ish, but you also want to take them, you know, have a more totality of an entire picture as well.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.